The Bible says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask, seek, knock. That's A-S-K. It spells ask. He's just saying the same thing three different ways. I want you to ask. You have not because you ask not. So many things you have already missed out in your life simply because you never asked God for it. God says, call to me. I'll answer you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue in this series called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel, you'll discover how to live for God no matter what comes your way. If you'd like to have the amazing Unshakable study kit, which contains 8 video sessions and a workbook, it's available right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 800-600-5004. Just ask for the Unshakable DVD study kit when you contact us. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 2 of a message called When You're Asked to Do the Impossible.
So what do you do when you're asked to do the impossible? Your boss asked you, the government asked you, a competitor asked you, somebody in the neighborhood. Somebody asked you to do something. You go, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the wisdom, I don't have the background, the context, talent, or whatever. You do the 8 things that Daniel did in this situation when his life, and by the way, everybody else's life, is on the line. Now, I want to tell you from personal experience, for the last 36 years, I have used these 8 steps over and over and over and over and over and over and over as a leader. As I have led Saddleback Church from very small to the 16 campuses we have today, there were many, many times in the history of this church where we have faced an impossible situation financially, physically, spiritually, mentally, relationally, and I would do these things that Daniel did. You need what I'm about to teach you. Okay, here's what you do. Write fast because they don't take a lot of time to share. Number one, don't panic. That's number one. Don't panic or be afraid. Now, in Daniel's case, he had a legitimate reason to be worried. I mean, if the government sent somebody to assassinate you, you'd probably be panicked. But he didn't. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 2, verse 14, and we're going to follow just through the whole chapter, when Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, came to kill them, Daniel handled the situation with wisdom and discretion. Now, once again, Daniel's faith is tested and he passes with flying colors. This is an amazing young man. He's only 17 years old. The most powerful man on the planet has ordered his assassination. The guy shows up to kill him, and he handles the situation with wisdom and discretion. Not bad for a young teenage kid. He did not panic. He did not be afraid. By the way, what are you panicked about this morning? That job opportunity or that job problem, the financial situation. I'm never going to get out of debt. I'm feeling bad, and I'm wondering if it's really bad. I wonder if my health is going the wrong direction. What are you worried about? Your marriage, your future, your dream. Don't panic. Number 2, ask why. And what I mean when I say ask why is you want to learn all the facts and all the motivation behind the request. When somebody asks you to do the impossible, you need to find out why they've asked it. You need to get all the facts involved, and you need to find out the motivation for their asking. And if there's emotion, like there was with King Nebuchadnezzar, he's furious. What's fueling the fury? In this case, the king's clearly afraid. He has this recurring nightmare. He's scared to death. And now he's just kind of vomiting his fear out on everybody else. And he's taking it out and saying, you got to tell me here. When people are panicked and they're in a crisis, they get emotional.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional, or if you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear that we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick has asked his team to make available to you a DVD study kit called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD Study Kit, go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get this very timely and powerful study tool. So don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, maybe you're going to go to work this week and your boss is going to come in and he or she's going to really come down on you. And they're going to say, you got to get this done by this day. And you feel the pressure. You go, what's going on here? Well, in all likelihood, they're probably being pressured by their boss, the supervisor, the owner, or whoever. And when they're feeling the heat, they just turn around and put it on you. And when they're feeling fear, I might lose my job, then they start talking to you about you losing your job. So you need to know why the people are asking you to do this impossible thing. That's verse 15. Daniel asked Arioch, this is the captain of the guard, why? Why has the king issued such a harsh decree? So Arioch told him all that happened. You got to get the facts. You might write this verse down. Proverbs 23:23. Living Bible says, get the facts at any price. Don't make a major decision just on emotion. Don't make a major business decision just on the way you feel. Feelings lie. Get the facts at any price. And in this step, what you want to do is you go, what do I need to know to do what I got to do? That's what you ask. When you're facing that deal is about to fall apart. That mountain of debt's about to come in on me. What do I need to do to get what I need to do done? And so you ask the question, why and what and why and what is the reason? What do I need to do in order to get this done? What do I need to know? Third thing you need to do is ask for time to create a solution. If your boss comes in and says, I need this done, and you go, it's impossible, you need to ask for time to create a solution. Now, the reason why you want to ask for time instead of just immediately get to work on it is because in a crisis, the greatest temptation you have is to be impulsive. If you're in a car accident, when you get out of that car, you're not thinking logically. You're not thinking rationally. You're in a car accident, you're thinking emotionally. And you want to make an impulsive decision, you want to make it fast. It's more important to make the right decision than to make a fast decision. The wrong decision is the wrong decision, no matter how fast or slow you make it. And so when you're facing an impossible situation, take a little time, step back, take a deep breath. Calm down. Talk to God. Yeah, Daniel is asking for some time because there's no way I'm going to know the king's dream. But God knows the king's dream, and so maybe I can find out from God. And so he's asking for time to create a solution. He knew he was going to need to spend some time with God. And the Bible says this in verse 16, Daniel 2:16. Daniel went at once to see the king and requested more time so he could tell the king what the dream meant. He's going to give it its best shot. He's not going to say, that's impossible, like the other guys did. Well, let's just see. Maybe God will tell me. I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to die trying it. That's what it takes. He went to see the king to request more time so the king could know what the dream meant. Now notice, circle the phrase, he went at once. While you want to take time for the solution, you want to make contact with the person who's done this as quick as you can. You don't procrastinate. You don't dawdle around. Now, this is pretty gutsy. Here's a 17-year-old kid. The king has ordered his assassination. What does he do? He immediately goes to see the king, confronts him. That's pretty courageous. I don't know if I would have done that as a teenager. He goes immediately to the source of his pressure. He goes immediately to the source of his pain. He doesn't dawdle. He doesn't procrastinate. He doesn't delay. He doesn't postpone. He doesn't get distracted. He courageously faced the fear head on. Question, What are you procrastinating that you know you need to do, and you've known you need to do it for years, and you still haven't done it because it could be painful? Let me ask it another way. What are you pretending in your marriage is not a problem? You go, well, I know it's there, but I don't want to deal with it because it could be Mount Vesuvius, a big explosion. And so we just sweep it under the carpet year after year after year. And the more you sweep under the carpet, it starts making a mound under the carpet. And pretty soon you got a hill in your carpet and you're going to trip over it. What is it you're pretending isn't a problem in your life? You say, well, I know I got this weakness. There's this thing that I do that I really don't like doing. It's not really an addiction, but I do it, and I do it over and over and over, and I can't seem to stop it. But, you know, it is an addiction. And you say, well, it's my little faux pas. It's my little fallacy. It's my little fault. It's my little peccadillo. It's my little, you know, problem over there. No, you're procrastinating, and procrastination only makes problems worse. Procrastination has never solved any problem. Delay doesn't make it worse, doesn't make it better. It makes it worse. People say, well, time heals all wounds. That's nonsense. Time does not heal all wounds. If you got cancer, time's not going to make you better. You got to get surgery, and you got to get it as fast as you can. If time could heal everything, all you could have to do is go sit in the doctor's office, and you'd get healed eventually, because you're going to wait a long time there. Well, I don't even need to see the doc. I've just sat here long enough. I'm well. It doesn't work that way. Don't procrastinate. Don't dawdle. Don't panic. Ask why. And then immediately go to wherever the source is and ask for time to consider the decision. To courageously create a solution. Move against your fear. The only way you get rid of fear is to move against it. You can't argue out of fear. You can't talk yourself out of fear. You move against your fear. You do the very thing you fear the most. Here's the fourth thing you do. Daniel did this. Enlist prayer support from your friends. Enlist prayer support from your friends. Now, of course, Daniel knows he's going to pray about this a lot. In fact, he's going to stay up all night, pray about it all night. But he knows this thing is too big. I mean, the kingdom here is in the balance. The king is off his rocker. He's about to kill everybody in the court, all of his advisors, including us. And we weren't even involved in that because we're not, you know, astrologers or mediums. And he goes, I got to get some more extra prayer support. I got to get my prayer team going. And he needed other people praying. So here's what he does in verse 17 up here on the screen. Then Daniel went home after he'd seen the king. And he told his three friends, Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah. We talked to you about these in the previous week. Obviously, they all live in the same house. These four young guys are bunking together, sharing a house. And he told his three friends what had happened. And then he said, pray! And I probably admit that he probably said it like that. You guys, pray! Our lives are on the line. We're going to be killed if we don't figure out this dream. Pray that the God who rules from heaven will be merciful and explain this mystery to, you know, to us, so that we, and notice, and the other advisors won't be put to death. Question, do you have any prayer partners? If you got in your car going home today from church, and you were in a major crisis, big accident or whatever, and some people died, who would be the first five people you'd call and say, I need your prayer? If you don't know who those people are, if you haven't lined them up in advance, I highly recommend that you build a prayer team, a personal prayer team. Every man needs one and every woman needs one before the inevitable crisis comes in your life. Because you're going to have problems all your life. You're going to face impossible situations. You're going to have dark days. You're going to get the phone call that changes the direction of your life. Count on it. You need to know now who you can call to say, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? He knew immediately, I'm going to go tell my friends, ask them to start praying. Let me say it, phrase it another way. Who can call you this afternoon? Who is it that you're close enough to that you got five friends who could say, hey, I'm really going through a tough time today. I had a crisis. I got to face an impossible situation. I need you to be praying for me. This is why everybody needs to be in a small group. The best place to get your prayer partners, your prayer team, is the people you meet with in a small group every week. That's the best place. Now, it's okay to have prayer partners who are in addition to your small group or out there. That's fine. But you don't need a lot. You don't need 25 people praying for you. But you do need 4 or 5. And every man needs 4 or 5 guys who are praying for him. Every woman needs 4 or 5 women who are praying for her. And you need to be able to ask for prayer the way Daniel did. By the way, did you notice? Look at that verse again. He went home, told his 3 friends, I need you to start praying so that we, and notice he says, and the other advisors. Circle that phrase, and the other advisors. Daniel is not just concerned for his own skin. He's worried about his coworkers. He's not worried just about him getting laid off. He's worried about the whole office getting laid off and killed. Now, these other workers, they're not his friends. They're pagans. They're not God-fearing people like his 3 best friends. They're these necromancers and mediums and sorcerers and astrologers and psychics, all of this phony stuff that they're not even involved in. But Daniel goes, I don't care if we disagree with them. We don't want them to die. That is the mark of a godly person. That you're praying for the people in your life who have a different lifestyle than you, who have a different belief or religion than you. Daniel's going, nobody deserves to die over this. Okay? They're not my friends. We're not buddy-buddies with these other people. But I don't want to see them killed any more than I want me and my friends killed. That's what a godly person does. They pray not just for themselves. They're not just worried, I might get laid off. They're worried about the whole office or 10 people might get laid off if this rumor is true. So don't panic. Ask why. Ask for time to create a solution. Enlist prayer support from your friends. And then 5, this is a big one. Pray and expect God to give supernatural help. When you're facing an impossible situation in your life, and Daniel's going to teach you how to do this, pray and expect God to give you supernatural help in your life. And when I say supernatural help, I'm talking about the kind of help that you don't have on your own power. It's not dependent upon your logic, your wisdom, your talent. It's you just go, this isn't going to happen unless God does it. And you need supernatural help when you don't have the money and you're deeply in debt and about to file for bankruptcy. You need God's help when you don't have the connections, when you don't have the education, when you don't have the answers, when you don't have the ideas to take your business to the next level, when you don't have what the competitors have, when you're not smart enough. You need supernatural help. You pray. And you ask God, and you expect God to give you supernatural help. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. God wants you to do this. God wants you to ask. Over and over and over and over again in the Bible, God wants you to ask for supernatural help when you're up against an impossible problem, because it shows he loves to help you out. Now, while Daniel, this is 2,500 years ago in Babylon, while Daniel's a young Hebrew boy in Babylon as a prisoner of war, but being trained to be an advisor, there's another guy over here in Judah, Israel, which they didn't take everybody as prisoners of war. They left some people there. One of the guys who was left there was a guy named Jeremiah. He was not a bullfrog. He was a prophet. Okay? And Jeremiah lives at the same time Daniel does, and Jeremiah knows what's going on in Babylon, and God says this to Jeremiah. Look at the next verse. He says this, call to me, and I will answer you. God says this, and I will show you marvelous things. And wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. Now, that's exactly what Daniel needs. He needs God to show him what he could never figure out on his own. He could guess for 1,000 years and never guess the king's dream. And there's some things in your life you could guess and work and pray and try and all your life and never figure it out. What you need is to call to God, and he says, I'll answer you, and I'll show you the things you could never figure out on your own. God never shuts his storehouse till you shut your mouth. God says, call to me. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. You know what hell would be for me? Hell would be if I got to heaven and God showed me all the things I could have accomplished, all the things I could have achieved, and all the things I could have had if I had just asked God. You have not because you ask not. There are a lot of things in your life God wants to give you, but he's never given them to you because he's waiting for you to ask. Over 20 times in the New Testament, God says, ask. You're commanded over 20 times. Ask, ask, ask. Ask anything in my name. Ask and it shall be given to you. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask, seek, knock. That's A-S-K. It spells ask. He's just saying the same thing three different ways. Ask, seek, knock, ask. I want you to ask. You have not because you ask not. So many things you have already missed out in your life simply because you never asked God for it. God says, call to me. I'll answer you. Some of those problems you thought, I'm never going to figure this out because you didn't ask God. You could have said, God, show me the great and wonderful things that there's no way I could figure it out on my own. I have prayed that prayer thousands of times as your pastor. When we were facing insurmountable odds like buying land or launching new churches or facing major crisis in our church or in the nation. And I'm going, God, I'm not smart enough to do this. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. And here's what I need. And I get very specific.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the whole series, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, go ahead and sign up for Pastor Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources available to you. As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear that we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick has asked his team to make available to you a DVD study kit called Unshakable, which is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video sessions, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. To get your copy of the Unshakable DVD study kit, just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Here's a testimony that was sent in from a woman named Marcia. She says, "Hi, Rick. What a blessing this radio show is. I am a survivor of the great white wave of mental illness." Well, Marcia, I understand that, and God is with you. Thanks for sharing that with me. She says, "Every day, first thing in the morning, I listen to Daily Hope. And I've texted your messages to so many people when the message of hope truly hits home for me. I praise the Lord for all your team. Don't ever stop. And I'm especially proud of what you and Kay are doing for mental illness. With love and praise, Marcia." Well, thanks for writing, Marcia. You know, one of our goals is to take the pain and the hurt we've had experienced in our own family and use it to help others. It's not a sin to be sick. Remember, your illness is not your identity. Your chemistry is not your character. God loves you. You can have a tender heart and a tortured mind at the same time. God is with you. And thank you for writing. And by the way, thanks to all the rest of you who write to me. And if you get a chance, jot me a note of what's going on in your life this week. God bless you.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.